this practice that had been the longest in the health centre. The wife had sort of helped out in some of the administration, but I think that diplomatically, other GP practices had felt they needed slightly more independent a person rather than somebody who was attached to one of the practices. And so hence I was called in, offered the job, and the handover was very smooth. It was very useful to have somebody who had been familiar. And of course, I could identify because I knew about the wives who were assisting their husbands, and so that was amazingly helpful for me. It was Dr. Hodgson, Dr. Albert Luker, Dr. Richard Carver, and Dr. Deborah Shire. The other practice was Dr. Janet Miller, Dr. Meena Krishnamurthy, and Dr. Deepak Kalra, and then Dr. V.N. Patel, and then Dr. Norman Kat. What was thrown at me, I came just before computers came in, and computers came in before the new contract. When I joined, the four different practices all had their patients' records all filed together. I was able to have separate meetings with each of the practice GPs, and that worked well, and they had a medical committee, so we would have meetings once a month. And it was working really quite well. I could identify that each practice had its own individuality about itself, and that also I had appreciated, that one practice was a group practice, another one was a slightly smaller group practice, and then there were two single-handed practices, one a lady doctor and one a gentleman. And the gentleman doctor was a Jewish doctor, so his patients were majority were Jewish. It really was sort of trying to say it was everything. You got a bit of everything. It was such a variety. But I think in the background, the health authority at the time were hoping in their mind, very much so, that these doctors would all join to become one practice. That is, I think, what was a hidden agenda slightly from the health authority's point of view. I'm not quite sure why that was, but I think they felt it would have been a lot easier for the health authority. But I knew that GPs, and as they develop in a practice, there are certain things that a practice develops and offers, which is why a patient often is attracted to register with that practice. And then it became very clear when the computer research went as to what computers were the practices going to get. I wasn't very much involved in that, other than the doctors who were doing the research in each of the practices speaking to me and saying, you know, we're looking at this type. Because I was more or less sort of organising the reception rotas, and there were certain things that after a while it became quite clear to me that the GPs would actually and would be better off employing their own reception staff. Because we had not very much control of the organisation of the reception team. It sounded strange. I was the only employee of the GPs, yet I oversee the reception teams. And it was quite tricky for them because they sort of thought, well, you're not really working for us. You work for the GPs, we work for the health authority. But I worked with the health centre administrator and I would liaise with her if I wanted to ask if certain things could be adjusted. But I could also see that even some of the staff employed by the health authority hadn't even got contracts of employment. So I then put a recommendation forward to the GP committee to say, for things to work better, I think you'd be best to employ your own reception staff. So then they agreed, and an advert went out to the present staff, inviting them if they wished to apply. So then I got reception staff for each of the four practices. I believe, without checking, but I think it became the three practices because Dr. Cass, I don't think I actually got to employ staff for him at that time because I think he'd passed away by then. And I ended up doing three separate payrolls because I had to let each practice know what the cost of their reception payroll was going to be. And it worked very well. I used an old Kalamazoo system and it was all there, and I could hand all the documents to the individual practices at the end of the financial year. And I think the GPs could see that it did help them because then they could have team meetings with their group of reception staff. And each practice was gradually then thinking of computers. And once I knew they were all getting different computers, there was no way, I think, because everybody is an individual. And there were about 15 companies, I think, out there that GPs could look at to decide which computers to get. And I think all those years now, where we are now, it's a shame that there wasn't one computer system the government recommended, because we would all be talking to each other a lot more quicker than we are now.